The savage had retreated towards cover, and now, in the posture of an animal at bay, stood with his back to the wall of the lighthouse, staring from face to face in speechless horror, like a man out of his senses. From this stupor he was aroused to a more immediate sense of reality by the impact on his cheek of a well-aimed packet of chewing gum, a shock of startling pain, and he was brought awake, awake and fiercely angry.
"Go away!"
he shouted. The ape had spoken. There was a burst of laughter and hand-clapping. "Good old savage! Hurrah! Hurrah!" And through the babel he heard cries of, "Whip! Whip! The whip!" Acting on the word's suggestion, he seized the bunch of knotted cords from its nail behind the door and shook it at its tormentors. There was a yell of ironical applause. Menacingly he advanced towards them. A woman cried out in fear. The line wavered at its most immediately threatened point, then stiffened again, stood firm. The consciousness of being in overwhelming force had given these sightseers a courage which the savage had not expected of them. Taken aback, he halted and looked round.
"Why don't you leave me alone?"
There was an almost plaintive note in his anger. "Have a few magnesium-salted almonds," said the man, who, if the savage were to advance, would be the first to be attacked. He held out a packet. "They're really very good, you know," he added, with a rather nervous smile of propitiation. "And the magnesium salts will help to keep you..."